Yi Lina entangled Jin Xingjian and didn't let go. The red bean Shangxijin absorbed the essence of the necklace attached to the person's body. Jin Xingjian recovered her sober consciousness and saw the abnormality of the jujube kernel necklace. Until the evening, Yi Lina returned to Niu's house happily and couldn't help but share with Niu Jenny about her date with Jin Xingjian. The next day, Yi Lina came to the Baylor house without fail, and Gabriel happened to be in the main hall and was shocked by the other party. It was not that Gabel was as timid as a mouse, but Yi Lina came here in full costume. Her face was painted red and coquettish, but it was a bit strange. Yi Lina claims to be Jin Xingjian's girlfriend. With a shy face, she looks like a little daughter-in-law. Gabel left with acquaintance, but as soon as he walked away, Yi Lina immediately revealed her shape, suddenly became hideous, and actually fought Jin Xingjian. Seeing that Yi Lina seemed to have lost her mind, Jin Xingjian only used a few tricks to subdue her, and he could see that the red light body was a jujube core jade pendant. The jade pendant was connected to a silk ribbon, and countless silk ribbons controlled Yi Lina's mind. As Yi Lina passed out, Gabriel hurried over to discuss how to deal with the evil in the jade pendant. Jin Xingjian went to Jaren's mansion alone and found that the other party had been waiting for a long time, because he laughed coldly, and his tone was colder. He was not afraid of Jin Xingjian's thousands of years of skill, and even wanted to borrow his blood. The expert praised himself as a wild flower, claiming to be the mortal incarnation of the old man under the moon. The Western name is Cupid, and the Chinese name is Red Bean Acacia. Because Jin Xingjian refused to use blood, he angered Acacia Red Bean. He shook his arms, and several jujube nuclei flew out of his sleeve instantly. The two pointed ends, like hidden weapons, flew away at an extremely fast speed. Jin Xingjian was safe and sound, even his clothes were intact. Acacia Red Bean took out a piece of red jade from his arms. It was the carved seal lost by the Shen family. It was so powerful that it was supposed to be jealous of many monsters. However, as the master of the engraved chapter, Jin Xingjian naturally controlled it easily, and slapped Acacia on the ground by pinching a knot. Seeing the power of Jin Xingjian, Acacia Red Bean dared not continue to be arrogant. He cried and said that he was the main body of Wild Jujube. He was swallowed by the old man Peng Su 500 years ago and was contaminated with immortal energy. Although Acacia Red Bean said with sincerity, Jin Xingjian still didn't believe it, and saw through his lie on the spot. In the end, under the intimidation of Jin Xingjian, Acacia Red Bean finally admitted that he was a Jujube with only 600 years of cultivation. Fortunately, he met a veteran who often cultivated immortals and alchemy, so he was contaminated with a little immortality. Hongdo Shangxijin begged Jin Xingjian not to kill him. He used the jade pendant to absorb human essence, and there was no substantial harm, even if he asked for blood, it was caused by greed. Considering that Acacia Red Bean was not the murderer of the Zhang family, Jin Xingjian agreed to let him go, provided that he could help him find other engraved chapters. A few days later, Jin Xingjian said goodbye to Jia Bile and took Yi Lina back to Shanghai by car. Although Yi Lina didn't say a word and fell into shame, Jin Xingjian understood her feelings very well and was attracted by this simple and lovely woman. However, he already loved someone, unable to accept Yi Lina's will, so he immediately returned to the absolute side. Chen Lei sent someone to set up an ambush halfway, and successfully captured Lian Xuan. On the way back to the police station, Xiao Qing used a trick to save Lian Xuan. Bei Jingong, upon learning of this, screamed at Chen Lei. Lian Xuan couldn't figure out that Xiao Qing played around with herself over and over again, but she often helped herself. I'm afraid that even Xiao Qing himself couldn't explain why. Since Lian Xuan escaped from Xi Lei, Bei Jingong ordered the city to post wanted warrants, forcing Lian Xuan to disguise and follow Xiao Qing aimlessly. Yi Lina was rejected by Jin Xingjian. She stayed at home all day long without eating or drinking. Yi Quanchun asked a foreign doctor to diagnose at home. There was no problem at all, which made him understand that his sister was suffering from lovesickness. Hearing that Yi Quanchun had never seen the appearance of Jin Xingjian's sweetheart, Yi Lina felt that this person was ugly, so she didn't dare to show up, so she declared war with confidence. As long as Jin Xingjian did not get married, she would have a chance to snatch it from her opponent. Yu Xiaobai frequently appeared in his dreams, guiding Yi Ming in a subtle way. In order to get rid of the shackles of the enchantment, Yi Ming casts spells many times useless, Jin Xingjian didn't care, came over with a box of candies, and folds the roses to please him. The next day, Jin Xingjian gave Yi Ming the dress and high heels made by Yi Quanchun. Fortunately, Yi Ming was very receptive and even tried to practice walking in high heels. Jin Xingjian began to reflect on the way he treated Yi Ming. Perhaps it was time to give her the corresponding free space, so he took the initiative to remove the enchantment and took her to visit Wakshua's eye. Looking at the busy traffic outside the window, Yi Ming felt lonely and helpless in this relatively unfamiliar world. He couldn't help but test Jin Xingjian, and as expected, Jin Xingjian fought back, proving that the two did not completely trust each other. Even if Jin Xingjian tolerates everything, Yi Ming still thinks that his self-assertion behavior, instead of showing the love he deserves, is actually hurting himself invisibly. Because every time Yi Ming wanted to ask about Yu Xiaobai, Jin Xingjian would always refuse to answer, and his attitude was even more disappointing.